It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the Garfield movie, and it's the latest film version of Jim Davis's popular comic strip, Pat Garfield, who is fat and lazy, loves lasagna and all things food-related, and hates Mondays. 20 years ago, we had Bill Murray voicing him. 20 years later, we now have Chris Pratt. Instead of reuniting with his mother, like in the comic strip or TV special Garfield on the Town, he reunites with his old man Vic, voiced by Samuel L. Jackson, who gets both him and his dog roommate Odie involved with a milk heist. The Garfield movie was directed by Mark Dindal and his first film since Chicken Little. I was delighted by his first two entries, Cats Don't Dance and The Emperor's New Groove, and I was really looking forward to this movie as his long-delayed return to directing feature films, but it doesn't resonate with the comic strips. Pratt is no Lorenzo Music as the voice of Garfield, but the supporting cast is often entertaining, not only Jackson and Harvey Gullion as Odie, but also Hannah Waddington as an evil cat, Brett Goldstein and Bowen Yang as her two-dog henchmen, Bing Rams as a romantically disgruntled bull, and Cecily Strong as an animal catcher with an app that can translate animal noises. That's an example on some of the movie's bright spots, but there's nothing much to compare with how Garfield fought a panther, reunited with his mom, or beat Nermal at a cat show in the 80s cartoons. 2.5 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.